George Kittle's last target of Thursday night came with 12:09 left in the second quarter. First and 10 at the Los Angeles 46, San Francisco down 7-3, Brock Purdy short right, intercepted by Quentin Lake at the 31. That throw was worth -4.6 expected points added, which is what a play was worth given down, distance, and field position. The interception alone was most of the -5.6 that Kittle's five targets added up to. Purdy threw 16 more passes after it. None went to Kittle. The four targets before that, an incompletion short left on second and four early in the first quarter, a 6-yard catch on first down to the Los Angeles 48, a deep shot down the right side from the 26, 25 yards in the air, incomplete, and a 6-yard catch on second and 8 from the 8 that put San Francisco at the 2, on the 15-play opening drive that ended with a 20-yard field goal after third and 2 fell incomplete to someone else. Two catches, 12 yards, no touchdowns. Where the ball went instead, 8 targets to Christian McCaffrey, 7 each to Mike Evans and Deebo Samuel, 3 to DeMarcus Robinson, and 3 of the night's touchdowns among Robinson, Evans, and Samuel. San Francisco threw 25 times before halftime and 9 after. So part of Kittle's silent second half is that there was not much second half passing to be silent in, but 9 throws is 9 throws, and none of them was his. Back in June, the previews read was that a top 3 per game tight end was priced too cheaply, and that the thing nobody could price was a repaired Achilles in year 10. Thursday does not speak to the Achilles. He played, he was thrown to, he ran a deep route. It speaks to the role, and for one night, the role was 5 targets in a quarter and a half, and then nothing. That is not a trend, it is the first data point. San Francisco is home to Miami on Sunday the 20th. The number to watch is second half targets. Data via NFL Verse.